This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, time for us to focus on your health and well-being, thanks to the knowledge, the work, the research that's being done by Dr. Ken Kronhaus at his facility he has down in Mount Dora, Florida. It's called Lake Cardiology. He does research there. He also has patients all day, every day. The 12-hour doctor shows up at 9 o'clock in the morning and is still there at 9 o'clock at night, ready to function and work. So let's get to our function and work zone ourselves here by spending part of the hour going through some of the medical news of the week, getting Ken's comments. Maybe I'll have some. Dr. Doug, practicing without a license. Ken's got a license. He's got a couple of degrees, actually, from various institutions. So that makes his study, his value, that much greater. Let's talk about marijuana. There have been a lot of the more and more attention we pay to this, Ken, it's interesting to see how many states are legalizing it, how it's being used for medicinal purposes. So what does this study that you found this week point to in terms of marijuana use?
Exactly. And please, I'm not preaching, and I'm not coming to this with any predetermined feeling, but I'm just reporting facts which were published this week in the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatry. Because as you are suggesting, Doug, legalization of marijuana has reduced perception of marijuana as a harmful drug, leading to an increase in its use, particularly among teenagers. And this is well documented. Teenagers who increase their use of marijuana are more likely to experience psychotic-like episodes, according to this study. And the link between frequent marijuana use in adolescence and the risk of psychotic symptoms may be largely mediated, Doug, by symptoms of depression.
Depression. So why are there so many people so focused? I guess what I want to know is whether the trail leads to depression or whether you're depressed and that's what attracts you to marijuana. Which comes first here, the chicken or the egg?
Well, there's probably both, but what they're describing in this study is the effects on the brain and ultimately showing itself, displaying as depression.
Mm-hmm. And that leads to psychosis?
That's what this study shows.
And the younger you are, is it any relationship to how well-developed your brain is? You know, a body, a teenage men, they say a lot of youngsters who want to be bodybuilders need to be careful, because if you start developing a lot of muscle too early, your bone structure hasn't finished growing yet. And so if you put a lot of muscle on it, it's going to inhibit the growth of your skeletal structure. And boys, probably girls as well. More and more girls are getting into weightlifting and bodybuilding and stuff at a younger age. So I wonder if there's a danger on both sides for that.
Doug, as usual, I think you're onto something important here, and especially the frontal lobe continues to develop as we grow older through adolescence. And yes, I think the brain, which is still developing, is very sensitive to these drugs, these chemicals, and this is why we're seeing these effects.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up on the study list, this is from heartburn people associate with the heart, but it really isn't to be associated with the heart. Why do they call it heartburn when it really isn't associated with the heart?
I think they call it heartburn because usually the location in the body where you feel the symptom is where we all think the heart is located.
The heart cage. Is that what it is?
It's like right under the chest, at the bottom of the breastbone. And sometimes it comes up higher towards the neck, and these symptoms right under the sternum, the breastbone, can mimic heart pain, angina, and often it's very difficult to tell them differently apart. And often people are admitted to the hospital because we're not yet sure while the discomforts are occurring, whether it's the heart or whether it's the stomach and the intestines.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, what did we find in this study?
Well, this is out of the British Medical Journal Open this week, and this is important for anyone who's on any one of these medicines, and there are a lot of people. These proton pump inhibitors, or PPIs, they work.
What are those? Explain what those are.
Nexium, Prilosec, or Prevacid are the common ones. Now, all over the counter, so these proton pump inhibitors, they work by blocking the enzyme system that produces stomach acid. PPIs have become one of the most commonly used classes of drugs in America, Doug. And as I said, they're now over-the-counter. Popular heartburn medications like Nexium, Prilosec, and Prevacid, they increase your risk of early death when taken for extended periods. And that's the news out of this article. The longer you take these drugs known as proton pump inhibitors or PPIs, the greater your risk of early death. The good news here is that short-term use of PPIs, and this is defined in this study as up to 90 days, does not appear to affect the death risk. So if you're on these drugs, and I bet many of our listeners are, do not stop them without talking to your doctor, but do have a conversation if you're on them for more than 3 months.
Mm-hmm. There's some medical news analysis from Dr. Ken. Now, the underscore here in diets, my God, you see so much of this stuff, high-fat diets, what's a good fat, what's a bad fat. This is the never-ending story. What does it lead to in this study, Ken?
Well, we're talking now about the bad fats, the saturated fats, the trans fats. And out of brain cancer research, Doug, a high-fat diet before and during pregnancy, this can increase the risk of breast cancer over generations. So not only in the mother, but over the next several generations. So moms, if you're thinking about getting pregnant or pregnant, you want to eat a heart-healthy diet. Just lower that saturated fat and avoid the trans fats.
All right. I'm becoming a disciple of a new magazine called Spirituality and Your Health. And the current issue has a focus on what we know or what we don't know about omega-3s. The question is asked, how have we become so deficient in what is the most abundant fat on the planet Earth? And I think we do wonder. You talk about this a lot, the good fats, the bad fats. How do we, you know, stay away from the bad ones and make sure we embrace the good ones, but you wonder, especially in our country where there's so much information, we have been advised, you've told us, to consume fish a couple times a week because that's the best source for omega-3s.
At least a couple of times.
So the problem is that we are overfishing the oceans.
And it's also found in plants and nuts and seeds also.
Well, that's where the, yeah, okay. So here's what, for those of you who don't know, the mainstay of the diet that helps you in your brain, this is for your brain as much, well, the heart also needs it, doesn't it? The heart,
the brain, the heart, the lungs, all are affected by the omega-3.
And if you eat green leafy vegetables, those of you who are frustrated because you don't like the quality of fish, can't we get, I guess what I'm looking for here and what they overview in this article in this magazine is the various sources that are really not touted for all of what they call alpha-linoleic. Is that how you pronounce it,
Yes.
Whatever that is. Anyway, photosynthesis, the photosynthetic process, that which gets us the green leaves on the trees, the exchange of carbon dioxide to oxygen, that sort of thing, all is a part of, it's really pretty interesting how it's all connected. And it makes, this is not God talk, but it is my philosophy of life, is that everything is so intertwined and so fascinating to understand how it all works together. And people who say there's no power that's greater than we are, what nonsense that is.
You want me to give a list of the fish that are really good three times a week?
Yeah, let's see if we can deal with it.
Here's a good list of fish. anchovies, bluefish, herring, mackerel, salmon. Wild has more than farmed in terms of omega-3s. Sardines, sturgeon, lake trout, and tuna.
Yeah. But tuna, you think about
light
tuna, you get worried about the mercury.
Well, light tuna has a lot less.
Right. Yeah. Light. Don't get dark meat tuna. Get light tuna. What about canned tuna versus cooking it on the grill or fresh?
Well, anytime with fish in general, I think when you can get it fresh, it sure is best and tastes better.
Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between an omega-3 and omega-6? Sometimes you hear omega-3, omega-6, omega-9, and we're told now, it used to be omegas were great, then we were told stay away from 6 and 9. You need to
I think the best thing to do, because this gets so confusing, is just get it not from supplements, but get it from real food.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to think about all those things which will probably change in a year or two with supplements and it's so confusing. And I think the bottom line is that the best way to get your omegas is from the real thing, from foods.
The two threes that you need to from our conversations on the air, the two threes you need, omega 3 and D3. Am I right? Are there other threes?
Correct.
And they're not related. They have nothing to do with each other. You don't get them from the same source, or do you? I've seen, don't from some kind of cod. Doesn't cod liver oil
have? Well, salmon has a lot of D3. The oily fishes do have it. And some of the other areas, the non-fish, walnuts, flaxseed oil, canola oil, soybean oil, and I know canola oil is a little controversial, but the American Heart Association just in the last few weeks said canola oil is okay, but I know there's a controversy there.
So do I serve myself well by taking, I ask you this, you have found no plaque anywhere in my system other than my carotids. Is that because I'm focused on eating the omega-3s, is that what keeps my arteries?
I think that's a fraction of your very healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Your diet, but also your activity, stress, and also alcohol, limiting it, and hopefully getting enough sleep. And diet is very important, but it's just one factor. And then watching your numbers, which are very good, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and weight.
There's a word to the wise, as it were. Dr. Cannon, to 20 past the hour with Dr. Doug.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm registered dietitian Liz Weiss. And in the summertime, I love to recommend that everybody nourish their on-the-go lifestyles with a variety of healthy foods, starting with Palm Wonderful 100% pomegranate juice. It contains a powerhouse of antioxidants. Each 16-ounce bottle contains the juice of 4 whole pomegranates. No added sugar, nothing artificial, and none of those cheap filler juices. I also love to stock my pantry with healthy staples, like the Minute Ready to Serve line of products. Just 60 seconds to heat up their single serve cups. They're versatile. You can eat them on the go. And then when it comes to snack time, I love Muna cottage cheese. They have reinvented cottage cheese with a rich, luscious texture and a melt-in-your-mouth flavor. They come in a variety of flavors, including blueberry and strawberry. They are rich in protein, and you could add the plain low-fat to a variety of recipes as well.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Now 23 and change after the hour. You're listening to Good Day Health, a weekly presentation. In this hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us, one of the top cardiologists in the country. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to take advantage of his knowledge when you hear him talking about that which is strong and that which is smart, you probably bring in, I've become addicted. I have friends who have friends that are having problems with their heart and their circulation, and we all tell them the same thing. Get to see Ken. You can find Ken at Lake Cardiology in Florida. Phone number there is 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. Ken, because he has won a lot of awards as a sort of facilitator of information and research, you listen to him when it comes to things that have to do with your heart. And thus, the focus and the reason that the folks at Superbeats wanted to have you as a spokesperson, we're just talking off the air. Because we do. We talk about the stuff on the air, off the air, as friends. And I had a strip, one of the strips from the folks that make Superbeats.
Live and test strip.
Right. It tells you what the level is in your system of the nitric oxide that you need in order to get blood everywhere. So I did the strip, and it came up white, and I thought maybe this strip was old, it didn't work, whatever. Ken says no. Now, so I've been on the Super Beats program, which is a maintenance program, but I haven't done anything to really jog up the amount of nitric oxide, because honestly, Ken, in all these years of talking about it, I thought it was something that had to be replenished every day. That's why you took Super Beats, that when you took Super Beats, it would take care of keeping, I mean, I have low blood pressure, and I do get blood out to, I think, the important parts of my body, but it's not as effective as it might be, you said, because the strip is white.
Well, let's try to untangle this, because this is important for all of us, and this is based on Nobel Prize winning research. Nitric oxide, not nitrous oxide, that's the laughing gas that Dennis right. gives you, but yeah. Nitric oxide, this is a gas in the body, we all have it. It was discovered as recently as 1988, and it was so important that the Nobel Prize was awarded in medicine and physiology for it in 1998. So many of us who were in medical school before that have no idea what this is all about unless we've been keeping up. Nitric oxide, again, the third important gas in the body. What happens is we remember from high school biology, Doug, how the red blood cells carry oxygen throughout the body. But what we learned was the red blood cells also carry the second gas, nitric oxide. And first, the red blood cell gives off the nitric oxide. It's like the garage door opener for the blood vessels. The blood vessels open up so the red blood cell can get in and go through those 60,000 miles of circulation, bringing oxygen from head to toe. So if you don't have enough nitric oxide, the oxygen doesn't flow. And you have to continuously remake nitric oxide. And in order to do that, your manufacturing plants need the building blocks to make it. And often we don't have enough of these building blocks. We get them from foods. We're not eating the right foods. And our body can't make nitric oxide. And what Doug did today is he took this saliva strip, which has been developed by a physiologist at Baylor University, put some saliva on the strip, and it didn't change color to pink. It stayed white, which means the level of nitric oxide in his body is very low, which is not good. And he needs to take one of their products called Neo 40. The Neo 40 helps to increase your tank of nitric oxide. You put two on your tongue for a month and then one a day after that, and they have a second product which gives you a boost of nitric oxide called Super Beats, like instead of the caffeinated beverages. But Doug doesn't need that. He needs to get his tank level up with the Neo 40.
And I need to keep my maintenance of blood pressure where it is, and that's a great effect of Super Beats as well. So listening to Ken, you want to know where to get Super Beats, get started. If you've never gotten a supply, you get a free month when you call 800-655-4183, do that now while you're thinking about it. Super Beats, 800-655-4183.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10. The anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Good Day Health Program, an hour a week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, an hour a week with Dr. Jack Stockwell. There are some people, Jack is more on the homeopathic side, you're a blended physician. There are some people who think homeopathy is stupid. Homeopaths believe that their patients believe, and that those who are critics think this is fantasy. They speak or point to body, you know, the power of prayer, things like that, power of collective thought and how a body can heal itself. Do you believe? I don't know how it works if the body doesn't heal itself. Maybe the things that are prescribed or we put into our bodies help us, but if you, I don't understand what healing is if it's not us healing ourselves.
Well, I think the body has enormous power to heal itself, but sometimes needs a boost. If you have a strep infection in your throat, the body can do just so much. It needs an antibiotic to help. So in combination with medical treatment, it will heal. And sometimes you don't need any boost, but that's where good medical judgment plays. But you have to rely on both at times.
Yeah. All right. And can you think of a specific example where that might have borne itself out with you?
Well, a healthy lifestyle in cardiology with the heart. It's well known that 80% of heart disease could be prevented by a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And with a healthy lifestyle, the body will heal itself and get rid of the number one killer of Americans. But how many people really live a healthy lifestyle?
Well, to go back to our support of Superbeats, And the people, every time we do this, somebody will send me a note with a different question. What's this question? What's the basic question today was when you and I were talking about it a few minutes ago. How do I get this stuff? Super Beats 800-655-4183 to get the first installment, a free 30-day supply, comes with your first order, that sort of thing. It's a guaranteed product, 800-655-4183. But when you think about the impact of supporting yourself with a healthy lifestyle, all the conversation about the health insurance, the health plan, that's just such nonsense, because it isn't about health, it's about...
Well, they're insurance plans. Exactly.
Insurance plan. Right, that's all it is. So you need to insure your own health yourself. That's basically what Ken is saying. That's what I'm saying. I think that's what Jack says. I think anybody with any common sense knows that you need to insure. But then there are things you get exposed to. This young lady who works on my farm, who's on steroids because she got a really bad case of poison ivy chasing some goats into the woods. So... under the circumstance.
And there's an example of no matter what she would do on her own, she couldn't get that cured by herself, but definitely with the help of medication and with the help of a good, healthy lifestyle, they work together.
Yeah. And so this is what Ken is talking about. What would happen to somebody like that if there wasn't the boost of steroids with poison ivy? Could it kill you? Could it get bad enough so that it could kill you?
It could overwhelm you.
Wow. And you're... it overwhelms your system, your immune system.
Correct.
To be sure, I would think, yeah.
Well, the immune system becomes overwhelmed and can start attacking and damaging parts of the body that are unintended, that don't need to be attacked by the immune system. You can damage your organs this way by an overactive immune system. So the steroids tamp it down because of this overreaction.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, there's a question coming from some folks on coenzyme NAD, which I never heard of before I saw this. I know coenzyme Q10. So what is it? Let's start with coenzyme and not get too... I mean, sometimes we get explanations of some of the stuff that's too lengthy and too difficult to understand. So anyway, coenzyme. What's a coenzyme?
Well, nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, NAD. This is a coenzyme that's found in all living cells. And coenzymes and enzymes are molecules, chemicals that help chemical reactions occur in the body. They just help them to move ahead. And without these factors, the chemical reactions won't occur. So you need these stimulants for chemical reactions to occur. They attach to the chemical reaction and make it occur. And that's what we're talking about here with NAD, NADH. They're involved in the mitochondria generating energy, and we're really getting into the weeds talking about this.
We are, okay. So we probably don't need to go there.
And there is some research trying to improve these factors to try to improve the energy stores of the body. But I think that this is an area that we need more research before we can really make general recommendations to everybody. My opinion here is eat a healthy diet.
Yeah, that's it. But then you still, supplements are needed sometimes, and drugs are needed sometimes. That's just the way it is. Because our food supply is becoming less and less as we have more and more, the GMO and non-GMO argument continues. You have the population of the bees being dissipated. You have Monsanto and these other companies that are connected to big ag that are developing foods that are not really foods at all. So you think, the bees are being dissipated, and that's because of the products that Monsanto and Dow and DuPont are making, and those same companies are making other sorts of quote-unquote foods which are not healthy for us. They make us sick, and then we have the drug company. You see the circle? The circle goes around, and people are starting now to figure it out how this is really deceitful. And dishonest, and that's probably the nicest thing you can say about it. But a lot of people don't want to put those things. It's like big tobacco. You know, we're still subsidizing, Ken, the tobacco farmers in certain regions of the country because we want to grow a healthier tobacco.
Yeah, I'd love to have someone explain that to me.
Oh, my God. Who's going to explain it to you? That's the thing. You know, people say, take a deep cleansing breath before you go off on a rant like this. I don't know where else to go with this stuff because it is clearly so obvious to me. Maybe it's because of my farming background. I understand how food is grown, how it's prepared, how we are sold certain things that, you know, it may taste good. Remember, Phil Lepper, the supermarket guru, who used to be on this program all the time, he would say, you got to make the food healthy, but you got to make it taste good, because people won't eat it if it doesn't taste good. And that's me with, you know, I'm always being told that kombucha drink. Do you ever drink that stuff?
No.
Kombucha? Have you ever seen it?
No.
Do you do your own grocery shopping? I never have.
Absolutely.
You do. All right. So you go in the stores, the health food section has this drink, kombucha. It's, oh, my God, it's horrible. Ah! People tell you that it's good for you. I want to have stuff that's good for me, but I'll be damned if I want to eat something or drink something that tastes like poison swiggle.
That's kombucha tea?
Whatever it is. I don't know. It's that something like that. It's really horrible.
I just enjoy unsweetened black tea.
Yeah, I don't like that either. We had some in the car. It doesn't taste. I want something that tastes good. But you see, that's part of my sugar addiction.
Uh-huh.
That's probably the other side of it. Don't you think? You're always talking to me about that.
Yes. See, but unsweetened black tea, for someone who loves sugar, it would not be the favorite drink.
No.
But it's very healthy.
Yeah. Okay. So I got to remember that. You see, you have to balance. Then that's the example we're talking about. Balancing that which tastes good with that which is good for you. Is there a way to come to
some honey
around? Put some honey in it. All right. See, there you go. We just figured it out. Honey and black tea, you're all set. Aren't you glad you're listening to Dr. Ken? 44 past the hour on Good Day Health.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on resting and how good it is to rest your body and your minds. If you are a person that always has somebody around you, then maybe you ought to listen to the next couple of minutes about spending time alone. If you're an introvert, you get energy by spending time alone, gathering your thoughts, regrouping emotionally. Solitude is good when it comes to resting if you're an introvert. But there's a new study that's out as to the state of rest and what most people do to rest, including solitude itself. Is that the best way to rest? Well, if you're an extrovert, you like a lot of people around, you gain energy by being with others, reading is the most restful activity. 18,000 people were in this study, and they said reading did it for them. Whether you were an introvert or an extrovert, reading does it. Second came in being out in the natural environment, being in nature. And then third on the list is listening to music, and fourth is doing nothing in particular. But spending time alone, according to the analysis, the team here that looked at all this data was struck by the observation that a significant number of the top 10 restful activities chosen by participants are often carried out by themselves. They are alone when they're doing it. So back to the introvert versus the extrovert. You can be an extrovert and then become an introvert. I suppose you can be an introvert and become an extrovert. It's interesting to note that social activities like seeing the family, going to a bar, drinking socially, going to a restaurant, is lower in the rankings than reading a book. Reading a book, the number one way for you to get real rest, other than closing your eyes. I thought that was pretty interesting, and that's why I brought it to your attention here. So, there's a new study on infectious diseases, Ken, and people are concerned when they read this about the surfaces that you touch every day, whether it's the bank ATM, the elevator button, the handrail on the escalator, the equipment at the gym. Whatever it is that you're exposed to, you can come up with dozens of scenarios like this where you touch things that lots of other people have touched. A dollar bill, for example. The stuff that's lurking on public surface is what ends up not only in your home, but it'll create health risks. And I don't know how to get around it other than to have a really healthy immune system. Frankly, the healthy immune system.
We don't turn everybody into neurotics about all this. And germaphobes, I mean, the way to deal with this is to, you know, you're going to be touching things. But then if you do, just don't put your hands on your face, on your nose, your eyes, your ears, because that's how the infection spreads. And then, you know, you have to from time to time wash your hands. And that's the people carry the Purell or similar types of products. But when you the surfaces.
But those aren't good for you either because they kill the good stuff. It's like having antibiotics. If you don't have probiotics, you're in trouble.
Well,
right?
Soap and water is really good. But the key is, you know, you're going to have to touch things. And don't, you know, you don't want to create people who, you know, a world full of germaphobes. But
right.
But just then when you do, just keep the hands off the face. And that's why doctors stay healthy. I mean, they just know it. They keep their hands, the fingers away from the face. And that is 90%+ in how to avoid a lot of this, these germs.
It is. I think everything I've learned about using those the germ killers is what kills your ability to protect yourself.
And then just remember that especially before you eat, you want to wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water. And if you do need to touch your face, you know, want to make sure you wash your hands.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at a comparison of the Mediterranean diet that you extol and the Southern diet, which is basically fried food, processed meats, fats.
Coat my coronaries.
Huh? Yeah.
How to coat your coronaries. How to coat your circulation with plaque.
Yeah, there. Take that, the Southern diet. Juicing. Somebody sent a question in about whether this guy says, I'm told if I believe what I read or hear on television, juicing is a magical pathway to health.
And just before everything in moderation, I'm not saying you can't eat any of that, what you were talking about, the Southern diet, but it's just moderation, and it's not going to an extreme.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch in the time that we have remaining here in this portion of the program, what about juicing? This person wants to know about, this is an older guy, says Richard's his name, Richard Warren.
Well,
says,
I it depends how you define that. I love fruit. I love juice. And even for diabetics, as long as you count calories, and a lot of diabetics think it's the sugar, but it's natural sugar. It's not refined white sugar. And you just, if you want a juice, go and enjoy it, but just count the calories. Make it part of your daily calorie content, and you'll be fine. Fruit is so healthy.
Yep. Fruit, juices, juicing, all that stuff is good for you. Good.
Even
and
if you're diabetic, just watch the calories.
Right. I put little things, probiotic stuff, but it's always something I know is going to taste good into my smoothies. And I put super beets in there as well. All right, 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour. You're listening to Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, famous cardiologist. You are well known is probably better. You probably would be embarrassed if I said famous. But he is famous. He's known around the world. He's got some interesting research that has come out about using EECP. You know, it's interesting because before I found this, you suggested I do it. I know you treat people using, it's called enhanced electronic
enhanced counter. Enhanced external counter pulsation.
Right. Which basically creates new little micro arteries and veins, right, in your system to get the blood around?
Among other things, it does stimulate new blood vessel development, and it also enhances the function. It improves the function, restores the function of the blood vessels you already have.
Mm-hmm. So you have published information, done a lot of research, and now you're being acknowledged for that, which I think is important. You got me to do the EECP.
Well,
And it has you measured the new microvessels that came, especially in my heart, where you wanted to see some more blood flow in a particular area in my heart?
You know, cardiologists are not people who are timid. You don't go into cardiology timidly. Mm-hmm. And They're not people who have a lot of self-doubt, but the whole profession is going to have to acknowledge that we've been misdiagnosing a huge number of people for decades. And this is called small vessel heart disease. It goes by coronary microvascular dysfunction. We know that about 50% of people who have a heart catheterization, Doug, do not have any significant disease in their big vessels. They don't go on to angioplasty or to bypass surgery. And what we have discovered, and this was published in Circulation, our Bible journal, this past January for cardiology, that up to 60% of these people have small vessel heart disease, coronary microvascular dysfunction. So all these millions of people over the past decades that we've been telling are fine, have no heart disease, go see the GI doctor or go see another doctor, they do have heart disease. Mm-hmm. And the whole profession is going to be realizing and accepting this, if they haven't already, they should, that we've been misdiagnosing these people.
So that, is there a food end to this as well? How you eat, exercise, as well as a
lifestyle is so important. Diet, exercise, mental stress reduction, getting enough sleep. It's all so important. Staying away from a lot of excess alcohol. Your lifestyle. Diet, exercise, stress reduction, alcohol. Don't smoke. Just live a healthy life and make sure you get enough sleep.
Meredith and I visited you in December.
Stress is horrible.
Stress is horrible, and eating, I have this thing about sweets, and I've sort of laid off for the most part over the winter. I've lost about 10 pounds, and you can sort of see it and feel it, and it is something that is moderately easy with a lot of exercise to do.
I'm not
where I want to be yet, but it's really something, and that coupled with how you do these things like EECP, what you want to do is get the stuff out of your system that gets in the way of the blood going to where it needs to go.
Well, the best drug that I prescribe is exercise. And these small vessels, they're microscopic. They form a web off of the big vessels. They go into the thickness of the heart. You can't see them. But they do cause a lot of symptoms. They can cause chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue. And people who have these symptoms, haven't been diagnosed, get the doctors to think about this. Small vessel heart disease.
Ask them about a doctor when you go to your cardiologist. Just mentioned Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his research.
The contribution we made was with Dr. Lawson at Stony Brook was that showing that EECP is a very effective treatment for this small vessel heart disease that you can't see.
Okay, so then let's go one step further here with the effectiveness, the safeness, enhancing your body by using super beats, which basically opens up the arteries and gets blood to these areas as well.
Well, nitric oxide is very important for these small vessels, and a lot of people are advocating getting your nitric oxide level up to help improve the function of the small vessels.
So if you had a doctor say to you, I'm not getting enough blood, I don't hear the blood, I don't see the blood getting to this area of your body, and you need EECP, taking super beats would be an enhancement as well.
Well, what I recommend people is check their nitric oxide level. There's a physiologist at Baylor. He is associated with Neogenes. He has developed these test strips with saliva to check your nitric oxide level. And the Neo 40 gets your tank level up. And if you do want a boost of nitric oxide during the day instead of those caffeinated beverages, that's where Super Beats is good.
All right. So Super Beats, Ken recommends them. You heard his story talking about healthy blood flow. Get a bonus of 30 days extra when you order for the first time. Call 800-655-4183. Get on the Super Beats program. Do yourself and your family a favor. 800-655-4183. Listen to Ken. Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.